Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. The predominant political philosophy of our world since the 1960s can simply be expressed in the title of one song, "All You Need Is Love" by the Beatles. In fact, the Beatles wrote this song with a simple title and lyrics because they wanted a song with a simple message that the whole world could understand. All you need is love. The Western world did understand this message and in many ways has tried to live by it ever since. Love other people. Have love in your heart for other people, and everything in the world will be well. Feeling good about ourselves and helping others feel good about themselves as well. Although this prevailing political philosophy of the last 60 years has brought much good for many groups of people, we look around and we see that problems still persist, quite serious problems. Across the world, politics and people groups are becoming more polarized. Military technology in order to kill other human beings is just becoming better. Just in the past year, chemical weapons were used in Syria, the first time these weapons have been used anywhere since the Second World War, and we in the West just stood idly by. Here at home, we have a mental health crisis, and more people struggle with substance abuse since any time since records have been kept. And we have indigenous communities not too far away from here that don't have clean drinking water. This leaves us asking the question, have we been wrong? Do we need more than just love? Jesus, in our gospel reading today, talks about love as well. And he too, in his own way, a bit different from the Beatles, I will add, tells us, all we need is love. But when Jesus gives us the command to love one another as he has loved us, he means something very different than when secular society tells us about love. In our reading for today, Jesus explains to us what love really is. Jesus knows that it needs an explanation. The Greek word that Jesus uses for love is agape, and it is so much more than just an emotion or feeling of goodwill towards others. So what does Jesus mean when he commands us to love one another as he has loved us? When Jesus is talking about agape love, he is talking about an unconditional love that has to do with a constant care and concern for the other. It is a love that bids us to treat others in the same way that Jesus has treated us, and Jesus went so far as to die on a cross for us. It is a love which calls us to sacrifice and concrete acts of service to others that meet real human needs, physical, emotional, and psychological. Love not to make ourselves feel good, but love solely focused on the good of the other person. This love, Christian love, is to be a transforming power in the world. It is not simply just an emotion or affection or feeling of euphoria, as the world means when it talks about love. The best way to see what kind of love Jesus is talking about is to look to the scriptures and see how God loves us, his creation, and see how Jesus and God love one another. In the beginning, we are told, God creates us in love. We are told in the prophet Jeremiah that God knits each and every single one of us together in our mother's womb, and that he knows each of us intimately from the beginning of time. God the Father creates us with a love such as the world has never seen. And ever since we as human beings chose to walk away from God in the garden, he, out of his love, has been trying to get us back. As we read in the Bible from the very beginning to end, we can see that God has a constant care and concern to get us, his creation, back. He has shown us the kind of love that Jesus is talking about in the gospel, a constant care and concern. He calls Abraham to open a way of salvation for humanity. He gives us the law, a way to live our lives, to treat one another with love, and to take care of the most vulnerable in society. When humanity fell away from God, he sends prophets to try to call us back, to show us the best way. And then finally, out of his love, he comes as himself in Jesus Christ and sacrifices his life for us, opening a way of salvation for all people. But this is not the end of God's love for us. This is not the end of his consistent care and concern. He comes as the Holy Spirit to be with us, his people, and to be active in the world, guiding us until our journey's end. He gives us the gift of the church, a community of love in which we become a member through baptism, as we will see take place this morning with Keegan. This is just the tip of the iceberg of how much God loves us. When we really think about it, God's love for us is simply amazing. Another way of exploring the kind of love that Jesus is talking about in our gospel is to look at the love of God within himself, within the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Lord says to us, "Just as the Father has loved me, so I love you." This is a profound statement if we really think about it. Jesus loves us with the very same love that the Father loves him with. God is love, and this love is the link between God the Father and Jesus Christ. The love between the persons of the Trinity shows us what love really is. Saint Augustine puts it this way when he talks about this love. He says, "God is love. God is the lover, the beloved, and the love that unites them." This is the kind of love that we are Christians, that we as Christians, are to have for one another and for this world. This is the life work of a Christian. Now, though, we come to the hard part of the sermon. Although a mystery, we are starting to have a better idea of what Jesus means when he says we are to love one another. But as Christians, how do we show that love for each other in the world? We do it by showing a constant care and concern for others, just as God has shown us, and Jesus has shown us in his life and ministry. Jesus tells us how to love as he loves, and that is to follow the commandments that he has given us. Jesus in the gospel today uses the word friend and talks about laying one's life down for their friends and calling us his friends. When Jesus uses the word friend, he does not mean it like you or I mean it. He means a true friend, another self. True friends form each other and take on one another's characteristics. Jesus is calling us to be his friends, to take on his characteristics, to become like him and love others as he loves. This is how, like Jesus, we love others, to have a constant care and consistent concern for the other, no matter whom they may be. As Christians, we are to love every single man, woman, and child the way that Jesus loves us. And Jesus goes as far as to lay down his life for us. We learn from Jesus that love like his is only possible if we too love God, which we are shown in the scriptures. As Christians in our relationship with God, we must show a constant care and concern as well. We must spend time with God in prayer, in the church, in reading the scriptures, in meditating on the Holy Eucharist. If we truly want to show others love in this world, we must spend time with God and learn how he loves each and every single one of us. Although this all sounds like a tall order, we are able to fulfill this call to love as Christian people because we do not do it alone. We do it with our Lord Jesus Christ. In our gospel reading for today and for last week, Jesus calls us to abide in him. Just like the branches are attached to the vine and they get all that they need from the vine, we are called to attach ourselves to Christ in that same way. And when we do, we will be able to learn to love as he loves. Christ has given us the community of believers, the church, to help us do this, and we become part of this community through baptism. And through constantly connecting ourselves to him, we will be able to come and love as he loves. Jesus commands us today to love one another as he has loved us. So my brothers and sisters, look to Jesus and learn from him how to love, how to truly love one another. And if we do, it may just be true. All we need is love. Amen. We will now have our